It's an exciting show. It's something that's given me a buzz. We've got some, you know, under our banner now, since Chris has come to work with me. I've known Chris for many years, and we bounce off each other, and it's apart from working hard, we have a lot of fun doing it. It's a passion, and one of the passions is helping develop kids, especially because we proudly come from Sheffield, and obviously I've done stuff on the big stage and help get kids opportunities on the world stage. And what's exciting about it is that we're getting a crop of young lads coming through, prospects coming through, and they are prospects. And it's just being able to look at one or two of our lads who's fighting, especially on Saturday night, and seeing which one's progressing. And there's always going to be one lad what progresses more than the other. And I've said it, and it's in the programme for Saturday as well. We've got two lads, Moeb and Ozair, fighting each other on Saturday night. Now, they're two undefeated kids, but like I've said many times, it's a defeat isn't the end of your career. And whoever comes out on top, it just means that they're going to progress that bit quicker. And it's a great fighting prospect, and I take my hat off to them to fight each other, because that's what sometimes the problem with boxing. You build kids up to like 10, 20 and 0, and they haven't fought what it's called is padding the career and getting them a zero. But for them to fight each other, that's the best apprenticeship, if you like, for going on the biggest stage. And it's for a meaningful title, make no mistake about it. To win I wish I'd got an area, central area title in my cupboard at home, because it's an achievement, and it's the first achievement, it's your first title. So make no mistake, these will probably steal the show, this fight on Saturday night. But there's some great kids on the bill. Obviously, Ross the Boss, he's got a great opportunity. We've got him a WBO European title. It's a big title, and it can get him on the world scene. But all the way down the card is quality. And you get some, I keep saying, you get some television shows, and obviously I've done quite a lot of television shows. You get some of these television shows, and they won't be a patch on what's going to happen on Saturday night. The drama, there'll be some drama, guaranteed theatre, and the atmosphere will be electric because they've all sold really well.
So this should be on telly, you think?
And in my opinion, you know, you get Celebrity Big Brother, and you know, I know where I'd be paying my money, to watch. And you get a lot of, I don't want to say a word on, I'm trying to be diplomatic on radio, but you get a lot of, you know, substandard television. This is quality television, and whether you like boxing or not, these are athletes playing the trade. And you know, they put a lot of hard work in, and you don't know who's going to be the next superstar, and that's what floats my boat. If I'm hoping I've got, you know, the next superstar to come out of Sheffield, and amongst the crop of kids what we've got, and we've got quite a large stable now, you know, I've got a lot of lads who's wanted to sign with us, and given the opportunity, and I'm quite good at getting them the opportunity to get them titles, like I've done with Ross, like I've done with a lot of kids who's come off losing records and ended up winning win world titles. So if they've got it in them, I can get them there.
Chris, how strong do you think Sheffield is at the minute in terms of its boxing strength right now?
I think it's boxing capital, to tell you the truth. Yeah, I mean, Manchester's not bad, Liverpool's not bad, but Sheffield always seems to turn out world champions. And you know, from Kell Brook, going back to like Johnny Nelson, Clinton Woods, they all get there. So Sheffield is big for boxing.
And they're going to have to face each other, aren't they? We're talking about one of the undercard fights this weekend. They're going to have to face each other at some stages.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing the both lovely kids. You know, I've worked with them both, not on boxing side, but, you know, I meet up with them with tickets and, like Moeb, he's been doing his sprints and his distant runs with, you know, a few lads from our gym, with Liam Cameron and that. And it's going to be a proper good fight, 50-50 fight. And that's what paying people want to see, 50-50 fights, because they turn up at shows, a lot of shows, and you know who's won down one side at card already. I mean, these guys are going to have to toss up to who goes in home corner on weighing. And it all adds to what's going to be a brilliant fight between them. And like Dennis has worked wonders with Ross, getting a world title to win a Commonwealth with 3 days' notice. And what he's done is took a kid who were like in a no man's land and made him a champion. Same with Stuart Hall and Jamie McDonald. So I'm sure one of these will come from, you know.
Before we talk about the undercard, and before we talk to the fighters in the undercard as well, just on Ross, I've just been speaking to him. One of the things that amazed me was that he said he doesn't watch any of his other fighters. He doesn't watch the guys he's coming up against. He says, the only person that'll beat me is myself. Mm-hmm. How far can he go, do you think? This is a European title fight for him this weekend. How far can he go?
Well, if you look at... I mean, let's go back to Clinton Woods. He's one of the most successful fighters ever to come out of...
And one of Ross's idols, he was saying.
Absolutely, yeah. He used to carry his belts when he was a little kid. And nobody ever thought Clinton would get a British title level. So it's just that will to win, and it's not all just about ability. And it's 80% of it is mental. And you get, like, Stuart Hall. It's so unfashionable and basic, but it got such a will to win. And give him the opportunity, they get that, they can pull that extra bit out of him. So it's just a matter of getting that extra out of him. I don't know how good Ross can be, and that's the exciting bit about it. He's improving, he's working with Ryan, he's got so much belief in himself, and he leaves it to his trainer to have a look at the opponent and to strategise what sort of plan they're going to have for the fight. And there's a lot of fighters do that. You know, some fighters don't want to study the other kid's strengths or weaknesses, and they try and leave it to the trainer. I think it's just that if you've got that much ability and you've got your preparations right, where you've sparred with different styles, because it's always some styles upset certain styles. If you know what kind of style you're fighting, and you can only prepare as much as what's in front of you. And and I think mentally it's such a big thing. If you've got that belief, that absolute belief, there's no end to what you can achieve, and Ross is a prime example. He were almost thought of as to being a bit of like just a laugh, and just as in boxing, just for the sake of being called a boxer, just like wanting to be like a celebrity boxer. But now, let me tell you, everybody believes in him, because in the manner of what he achieved it, 3 or 4 days' notice, and what a fight! So it's for real now, Ross, and if he wins this European title, he's going to get on the world scene, and what a story that is.
Chris, where do you think he can go? Do you agree with that?
Well, you know what, I know Jason Cunningham, and I've known him, you know, my nephew boxed him in amateurs, and I followed him as a pro, and I thought, this kid's something special. And then when we offered Ross that fight, you know, I was like thinking, no, he can't pull it off. And, you know, I doubted Ross because how good Jason was. And, you know, I'd have probably given anybody 2-1 for Ross to win. Glad I didn't. And I'm really glad for him that he did it. Although Jason's a lovely kid, whichever one would have won had been brilliant. But Ross, you know, like, is with us. And it's great for Dennis Hobson and his camp. And what a win. And... But as him going at top, I'd like to see him. Yeah, definite. But, you know, there's a lot of good fighters out there. So this is just this could be a stepping stone. Or you know, I think he will win on Saturday. But, you know, this will see how good he really is.
And you've got big press conference coming up, weigh-in as well, coming up over the next few days, busy week.
Yeah, it's at the Rutland Hotel on Thursday at 1:00. So that should be lively. Got two other guys here. What, I don't know how lively this is going to be today, but you know,
hopefully very.
I think there's a bit of mutual respect there, but you know, at the end of the day, they're going to do battle, and one of them's going to progress more than the other. So one of them's got, you know, stands in the other one's way, sort of thing. So the press conference might be lively, and I think the weighing should be lively, and that's at the Rutland Hotel on Friday at 1:00.
Yep.
So. It's an exciting fight, you know. Like I say, I've done some big shows. I've put some shows on in Vegas, but this is as good as anything. This is special. This is special for Sheffield. This.
Let's speak to the lads then. Well, firstly, let's start with Azair, if we can. Give us your thoughts heading into this one. Then, how big a fight is this for you?
I'm fighting. This is a big fight. This big fight, big Sheffield fight. Obviously, like Chris said, 50-50 fight. But obviously, I know I'm gonna win.
How confident are you? You sound... You both seem very different kind of guys. You're stood very steely and very quiet, whereas Mahib sat with a bit of a smile on his face. I guess you two have met before.
Yeah, we've met. You'll find out on Saturday.
What does it mean to you, this fight? For you personally, how big to get this central area title would it be for you?
This, at least bigger things, isn't it? English title, British title. So it's going to lead to bigger things.
And what do you make to your opponent then?
Don't rate him. Not at all. Not at all.
What do you think you've got that he doesn't?
He just wants to run about, play about. I'm a fighter. I'm a proper fighter.
And you said, I'll read a few quotes from each of you to each other. I think that you said, Azair, that he's nothing special this weekend, you don't think, and said that you'll stop him. You're not going to let it go the distance, you'll stop him.
It won't go 10 rounds. No chance. No chance.
Mahib, what do you make to this?
Like you just said, you heard what he said. This belt will take him to English, British. He's limiting himself. But for me, sky's the limit for me.
You think you can go much further?
I know, sir. I know I'd go all the way. Do you know what I mean? He just limited himself right there. English, British. Me, world, pound for pound, whatever it takes. And come Saturday night, he'll see. He'll see. All you hear is peppered. He's going to get peppered with that jab.
What is it that you have then? What do you think that you have that will get it as air?
You mean everything, to be honest. Listen, like I said, I respect anyone that put gloves on. I take my hat off to anyone that puts gloves on. And he trains like I train, morning, afternoon. Big respect to him. We're all professional boxers. We understand what sacrifices we have to do to get this. But, you know, it's just the will of winning, the lifestyle you had before. What would it take for you to get onto the next level? I don't think you really want it like I want it. You know what I mean? I've always wanted this. And it's just my style. We'll bring it. Trust me.
Azair, you've got a smile on your face there.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about. The will. I've been training since I was 9 years old.
How far do you think you can go then?
All the way, obviously. But I don't want to think, oh, world title tomorrow. I've got to take it a step at a time. Not, oh, I'll win this central area, I'm going to get a world title shot next fight. Step at a time.
And I know that you, Mahib, train with Prince Asim's brother, Ali, is it, as well?
Yeah, yes.
A lot will obviously be made of that, won't it? People will look at you and think, well, are you basing yourself on him?
No. That's not true. We're not basing ourselves. Yeah, I'm a Nas fan. At the same time, I'm a Broner fan. Same time, I'm a Mayweather fan. But that don't mean I'm going to box like them. I'm a fan. I like watching them. But I've got my own style.
You're both very different characters. I'm sat here now just looking across at you both. You're quite brash, Mahib. You've got a big necklace around as well. You've got a smile on your face. You sat there quite quietly, you know. Very different characters. Is that going to show in the ring, do you think? Do you have very different styles?
Yeah, we have got different styles. He's a flashy boxer. I'm a come-forward fighter. So it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight, definitely.
Like I said, I respect everyone that puts gloves on his day. I respect him for putting on gloves. But end of the day, like Mr. Dennis said, one of us staying in someone's way. And I think anyone's trying to take food away from my table, you're not going to let me take food away from your table. So let me see someone try taking food away from my table. It ain't right. You know, I'm just going to tell people this. You're not the real one, son. It's not the real one.
It's a big night for Sheffield, though, isn't it? You're both Sheffield lads, you're both local lads. It's a big night, isn't it, for the city
big
as well?
Big night.
And at the Octagon, big crowd in there.
There'll be a lot of people there, a lot of people.
And in terms of what it means as well, fighting on the undercard of Ross, how much does that mean to you as well?
Yeah, it's a big thing. He's fighting for a European title, way under him. But I think our fight is going to be just something else because we're both from Sheffield and a lot of people are coming to watch it. A lot of people.
I agree with that. One thing I agree with. I think it's a good main event, Ross the Boss. He's got a big title in his hand, but I think this is a main event fight. You could basically have a show based on this fight as it being a main event.
So two guys making the debuts then this weekend as well. Kyle, tell us a bit about your fight. Tell us a bit about your path to this point of turning pro.
Well, I've been waiting a couple of months now. You know, I was supposed to fight on a couple of dates, but it didn't come through, but you know, finally it's here, 21st. You know, I'm thankful for Dennis Abson for letting me on this show. And, you know, I've been training really hard and, you know, finally it's here, you know, a couple of days away, so can't wait.
How are you feeling heading into it then, a couple of days to go now?
I'm feeling really strong, you know, I'm feeling really confident, because I've obviously the training's been going really well. And, you know, going in there, just can't wait.
It's quite a... I guess you could say a bit of a mix and match of people we've got in here today as well. And what do you make to being built up with people such as the guys that we've got in the room with us now and Ross as well? It's a big show, isn't
it,
this weekend?
I know most of these fighters on this show, so you know, I know Mahib, so you know, going into it, I'll know there's so many good fighters on this show, so I'm just going to have to put my skill level up there, you know, just to show these.
And it's a big place to make your debut, isn't it? It's a big undercard to be on to make your debut.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm thankful for Dennis Abson for letting me on, you know, because a lot of people don't get opportunity like this. So for me to be on it, I'm going to make most out of it.
What sort of fighter are you then?
I'm a boxer puncher. You know, I can do a lot of things in there, but mainly it's for me to box in there, but I can fight when I want to as well.
Who do you look up to? Who are the people that you got you into the sport, I guess?
Well, I used to watch boxing with my dad. So, you know, mainly it's... I started because one day he just said to me, you know, do you want to give it a go? So I thought, you know, I'd give it a go. But looking up to boxers, my favourite boxer is Floyd Mayweather. So, you know, it's a lot to look up to.
Yeah, you wouldn't be doing bad if you were a couple of pounds behind him, would you?
Oh, it wouldn't be better.
Razak, what about yourself? Tell us a bit about yourself then, your path to this point of making your debut.
Well, I've been waiting roughly a year now because of my eyes and stuff like that. I've had to get my eyes lasered, stuff like that. So I've been waiting a bit of time, but can't wait now. Just ready to support Sean.
That's a big stumbling block, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Having your eyes done.
Yeah, it is, but I had to get it done. It's boxing and I don't, it's what I want to do.
Was there a time when you thought it might stop you from going down this path?
It didn't drop me down or anything, but I knew that if I got them lasered and stuff like that, I know that I'd be able to box, so I just thought, better off getting them done and box.
And now they're good? You
yeah,
can see everything?
Now, yeah, yeah.
As good as everybody else's?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Who do you look up to then? Who are you hoping to, I guess, emulate as a boxer?
My favourite boxer is, well, I've got two favourite boxers. One Manny Pacquiao, one's Cotto. And I look up to them, and I'm a bit of a box fighter myself. I can fight, I can box, but mainly I fight. Because I don't really like boxing. I just want to go for a war.
So, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Even through amateurs, I've always loved a war, and I would love someone to give me a war.
So I guess the scrappy fight, not scrappy, maybe that's a little bit unfair, but I guess the attritional fight is the one that you're looking forward to most.
Yeah.
How much does it mean to you to be on this undercard?
Well, it means a lot because my own brother's on it, Ross is on it, and it's a big undercard, and it's all Sheffield lads as well, all local lads. So it'll be a good.
And a family affair, like you say.
Yeah, family, yeah.
It's a big weekend then for your family.
Yeah, big weekend, yeah.
Lots of people
Hopefully
coming to watch.
Bring back the title and that's it, we'll be buzzing.
And then you can follow in his footsteps
that's
as well.
It, yeah, following his footsteps.
What is it about your family then? Wanting to get into boxing?
Well,
what took you down the path?
It's always run through the family anyway because one of my cousins, he was a boxer. Then from him, that's where we took it on. And then we've got younger lot who's boxing as well. So it's a boxing family.
I guess it's an exciting week for you, isn't it? Both of you. You must both at this moment in time be really excited. Nervous? Any nerves at all kicking in?
I'm not nervous, to be honest. I feel confident because I've had two amateur fights without the head guard, so going in there, I don't feel no nerves at all. I feel good.
I feel good myself. I nerves ain't hit me yet, so hopefully they won't hit me. But if they do, it's good for me, so it's all good.
When the crowd roars as well in Sheffield, a bunch of Sheffield lads all walking out there, that'll be some atmosphere Saturday night.
So you know, having your family and friends there, you'll just want to motivate you that much more. I just can't wait to go.